Yeah, feeling great. Had a bullpen yesterday, went really well. Taking the baby steps, obviously. It's excited to hopefully get back out there this year, but, you know, taking each day as it comes and, you know, making sure my body's in a good spot to go and continue to compete at a high level.
So the bullpen yesterday, what was that?
Did fastballs, changeup, sweepers, and that. Felt really good overall. Body's moving really well. It's coming out nice. So, recovered well today. Just light throwing day today. Next bullpen's going to be on Sunday. Incorporate that gyro slider a little bit. Be able to get a good plan on that pitch as well. Take it from there.
You had said back at Yankee Stadium when the news first came down that you felt like it was similar to last year. So now you've had a month and a half or so. Where does it compare?
So last year I was in game in 21 days. So I was the ramp-up process was a little bit faster than this one. But obviously with the second time around, it's going to be a little bit slower. I feel like it's in a similar spot. I was able to go out in game in 21 days last year. And I wouldn't have bullpens to, incorporate the pitches like on a slow pace. It was more of, all right, you're going to be on a mound and then you're going to throw in the game pretty much right after that. So it's a little bit of a different process, but overall my body feels pretty close to the exact same that it did before. I feel like I'm in a good spot. Trust the rehab staff, trust the strength staff, and, take the next step.
Were there any hurdles that you needed to get over this time different than last year?
Not in particular. I'd say there's like little benchmarks and stuff to get to, whether that be shoulder strength or grip strength or whatnot. But in terms of like limiting, not really. Compared to last year, it was pretty similar. Obviously added the sweeper this offseason, so I didn't throw the sweeper, last year, so that's a little bit of a learning curve to be able to incorporate that in the rehab throw too. So I feel pretty similar overall.
What about in terms of the competitor in you? Because last year you were in the minor leagues. This year you're now with a team that's competing for a wild card spot. Does that make getting back on the mound, do you want to do it that much more?
Oh, absolutely. We're making a run. Being able to see, the way our rotation is pitching right now, the way our bullpen's pitching right now, I'd love to be a part of that. We're in a really good spot. I think they've done an unbelievable job. I'm continuing to stack good days. I'm trying to do the same, not in game, but stacking good days in my own way. But just being able to, see what they've been able to do, especially in this long stretch and especially in the second half. It's really fun to watch, and I'm really excited to hopefully be a part of that at the end of the year. And, it's amazing to watch them, compete at a high level every day. And, 162 is a grind, but at the same time, it's being able to see what these guys do really well to be able to get through that 162 at a high level. So, I'm just taking each day as it comes and learning a lot from these guys overall.
Has there been a benefit to that, just being able to sit back and kind of take in this entire experience?
Yeah, I'm trying to, focus on the positives of it. I get to, watch these guys go compete at a high level every day. I'm not worried about, what that guy's swing's looking like per se, because I'm not going to be facing that team this weekend or whatnot, but I can more look at, the way Petey's moving on the mound, the way that Sean is able to, manipulate a sweeper and attack the top part of the zone, the way that Savvy's able to go dominate through nine pretty recently over here and at home. So I'm just going to see the way that they approach lineups, just the game plans that they have, the way that they want to attack hitters, and just take that and keep mental notes and continue just improving ways that I can.
Well, Christian, we're hoping that you can get back soon, continue to feel better. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.